Lord, dear Jesus, we thank you.
真的你是看着我们成长的神。
That you are the Lord who watches us grow.
我们特别为Walter来祷告。
We bless Walter.
真的看他在主的家里面，他今天能够来成为你合用的器皿。
That we can witness that he becomes your vessel.
我们感谢你。
We praise you and we thank you.
求你祝福他与他的家人。
Will you bless him and his family members?
还有他的团队。
And his team.
这一群年轻人。
And all these young people.
主啊，你就祝福他们。
And you bless them.
满有你的恩典同在。
That they'll be full of your grace.
我们谢谢你。
In your presence, we thank you, God.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, Joni.
谢谢我他.
I think speaking Chinese and then speaking English and translating both is really difficult.
他觉得翻译很难的，要中文用英文. That's okay. I've been doing this for too long.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
谢谢各位让我来.
My name is Walter, and I grew up at this church.
我的名字是Walter，我从这个教会长大。
Now I serve an organization called the Navigators.
现在我在那个Navigator，就是我不知道中文是什么，那在那个地方服侍。
We disciple people at UC Irvine.
我们门徒训练在那个大学Irvine。
To know Christ and to make him known.
然后让大家认识神，然后也宣扬他的名。
So I talked with Pastor Robert Scott and Pastor Joseph Tian.
我跟我的牧师，英文牧师还有田牧师讨论过了。
About how to bless this church today.
那怎么样来祝福我们的教会？
And we decided to bring my prayer team up.
我就决定了带领我的这些祷告的团队来了。
To be able to equip and to pray for you guys.
然后为我们来祷告，然后来装备我们。
And so I hope that what happens today is a deep encouragement for you guys.
我希望今天呢能够鼓励我们每一位。
The theme that I heard from your church for this year is kingdom culture.
我听到我们教会今年的主题就讲到天国文化。
What does it look like to build kingdom culture?
就是怎么样来建立天国文化呢？
And I saw there was a verse, Ephesians 4:12-16.
那就是这句经文在以弗所书第四章12到16节。
And in it, it says...
It's okay.
Okay.
We can or let them read.
Okay. So, yeah.
我们一起来读这段经文好吗? 一起来。 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子。 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。下一题，还有啊，十五到十六，十四到十六。They stopped at 14.
Okay, that's okay. So, how do you build the body of Christ?
你怎么样来建立神的身体呢?
The secret to building up the body of Christ
就是说这个秘诀是
can actually be found in verses 15 and 16.
就是在15到16节, 所以我们要读。 Where is it? We need to read that part.
You hang in.
没有的话用你的手机拿来。 Where's your Bible? 哦,有啦。
Awesome.
哦,在上面, okay, 一起来。 唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。So,
to speak the truth in love,
就是用爱心说诚实话。
That the whole body would edify itself in love.
就是说全身都会在爱里面被建造。
So what does it look like to build kingdom culture?
所以怎么样来建立天国文化呢? 我们
If there's anything I can speak on regarding building kingdom culture,
假如我要讲任何一个方法的话,
it would be love.
那就是爱。
You don't have to be powerful to love somebody.
你不需要很有能力才来爱一个人。
You don't have to be influential to love people.
你也不需要很有影响力才来爱另一个人。
You don't need knowledge.
你也不需要很有知识才可以爱人。
You don't have to be cool, relevant, or talented.
你也不需要很聪明或是很像什么很酷，我不知道中文是什么，你们听懂就好。就是或是很让被社会接纳，你才可以爱。
None of those things matter when it comes to love.
来到说爱的时候，这些外面这些事情都不重要。
In fact, I want to propose today.
就真今天我还要跟你们提议。
That if you take the risk to love people radically.
假如你愿意非常愿意去爱别人，是用极端的方式，不是极端吗 ？Radical， 激进的方式。
That will invite the supernatural.
那样就可以欢迎神的超自然来到。
And build kingdom culture wherever you go.
然后到哪里去都可以建立神的文化，天国的文化。
One time in our leadership group.
有一次我们的领袖团队。
I was praying for a student.
我就为一个学生来祷告。
He was trying out for the Fire Academy.
在哪里 ？I don't know what that is.
Like the fire, like fire department.
他在消防局面想要面试就工作。
And so I sent him a text.
我就发给他一个短讯。
With an encouraging verse.
就来鼓励他一句一个圣经的经文。
I just thought it up in my head.
然后我就是我想到的。
The next week.
然后就下一个礼拜。
I found out he got the text after his tryouts.
我就发现他原来他没有得到我的短讯，他是在一个礼拜之后才得到，然后不是一个礼拜，就是说他见工之后才拿到那个短讯。
But he still passed anyways.
可是他还是通过了。
But what was very encouraging.
可是很鼓励我们的是。
Was that the night before his tryout?
就是说在那见面试之前。那天晚上
he prayed the very same verse
他同样用同样的经文来祷告
that I had texted him that day
就是那一天我发给他短讯的同样一段经文
so when he passed the fire exam and read my text
所以当他通过了面试以后他再看到我的短讯
he knew God was with him the whole time
他就知道神一直与他同在
I didn't know anything about that verse
我完全不晓得那个段经文。
I just decided to encourage him.
我只是决定要鼓励他而已。
And so that's where I found that radical love invites the supernatural.
所以当我就发现说这个激进的爱是能够欢迎神的超自然在我们中间。
First Corinthians 12.
在哥林多前书第十二章。
And we'll go ahead and read this passage next.
我们后面就会念这段经文。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。岂都是先知吗？岂都是牧师教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
Is there another part of it over here? It's included, or?
那是第十三章。我们要到第十三章。我们若存说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱我就成了明的罗想的拔一般我越有先知讲道之能也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识而且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么你们要追求爱也要切慕属灵的恩赐其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道 So they already says to 14
Oh, that's cool.
That's okay.
Yeah, so it's clear that not everyone's going to be gifted in everything.
那很明显就说不是每一个人都有所有的恩赐啊。
Yet we're all called to eagerly desire the greater gifts.
可是神却呼召我们每一个人要渴慕最大的恩赐。
And how do we go about doing that?
那我们怎么样来做呢？
Paul says by love.
那保罗就说就是透过爱。
In fact, what if rather than figuring out our gifts,
事实上除了我们要不是就是说与其我们去发现我们是在什么东西上有恩赐
What if the gifts follow love?
那如果这个恩赐是因为你要先有爱才出现呢
Wayne Grudem, he's a theology professor
所以有一位就是什么神学老师
He says while not everyone is gifted in teaching
就说虽然不信每一个人都很有恩赐教导
We're all called to teach people like our children
可是我们每一位都被呼召要教导我们的儿女
So in some sense everyone well not everyone is gifted at the same time everyone has some sense of the gifts
虽然不是每一个人都是很有恩赐或是很有才干在这方面可是每一个人都有某程度上这方面的恩赐
I believe that like Wayne Grudem,
我相信刚刚那位教授所说的
everyone can operate out of some general sense of the gifting.
就说每一位基本上都有一点点神所赐给你的恩赐是可以使用的。
And I believe Paul called everybody to desire the greater gifts.
我也相信保罗呼召每一个人要得到那更大的恩赐。
And to do through love.
那就是透过爱。
And so one thing interesting is in 1 Corinthians 14.
有一个很有趣的事情就是在14章刚刚那个哥林多前书第14章第一节。
And it says to desire the greater gifts, especially prophecy.
他说你要追求更高的恩赐这就是做先知讲道。
And in verse 3 it says, the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort.
那然后第十四章第三节那边就讲到，凡做先知讲到的是对人说造就、安慰、劝勉 的话。
And so one way we can operate in love.
所以有一个方法我们可以来彼此相爱。
Is through the prophetic.
就是透过先知的讲道。
Yeah, through strengthening, encouraging, and comforting words.
那就是透过这些先知讲到对人所做的造就、安慰、劝勉。
In Ephesians, it would be speaking the truth in love.
那在以弗所书的话的意思就是说凭爱心说诚实话。
That the church would be edified in love.
那就是神的教会能够在爱里面长大。
So the question becomes, well, what exactly is the prophetic?
所以现在的问题是，到底什么是先知讲到的？
Prophetic author and pastor Sean Bowles.
我们有因为就是美国教会里面有一个很有名的做先知讲道的牧师叫 Sean Bolt.
Says you'll know it's the voice of God because it sounds like love.
你会知道这个声音是从神来，是因为它听起来就像有很有爱。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
他说神爱是很久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
It does not dishonor other people.
他不会不尊重别人。
It does not delight evil, but rejoices with the truth.
他不喜欢，不做害羞的，怎么讲啊？他喜欢不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
一直凡事保护，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
An example of truth and love.
做一个比喻，一个例子，就说怎么说。凭爱心说诚实话。
It comes from my son Caleb.
那从就是我的儿子，有一个儿子叫 Caleb。
I was teaching my son how to potty train.
我在教他怎么样，怎么自己去上厕所。
And he peed everywhere on the floor.
可是他到处都尿尿。
And I told him, Caleb, I don't like cleaning up pee.
然后我就跟加勒说，我不喜欢清你的尿尿 ，OK。
So he no longer peed on the floor.
他就不再随地尿尿了。
In fact, he didn't pee at all.
啊，事实上他完全不尿尿。
Because he was too afraid to make a mistake.
因为他很害怕做错。
So the second time he decided to try to go pee.
所以第二次他试着要去上厕所要尿尿的时候,
I decided to speak the truth in love.
我就决定要凭爱心说诚实话。
He peed everywhere on the floor.
到随地尿尿。
And I told him, Caleb, you peed on the floor.
我就跟他说, 加勒你又在随地尿尿了。
But I am so proud of your courage.
可是我很对你的这个行为我非常的我很感到骄傲，这是什么? 你的 courage. I don't know. Okay.
And one day, I see you as someone who will pee correctly.
然后有一天我会相信看到你会不会再随地尿尿，会尿尿的准确，正确。
So I still told him the truth.
我还是跟他讲真实话。
But I focused more on how he's loved.
可是我专注在他其实是被爱的。
And I focused on the man that he could become one day.
然后我也专注在他将来可以成为的样子。
Someone who pees in the toilet.
他就会在厕所里面尿尿。
That's the whole idea of the prophetic.
那就是先知讲到的概念了。
As we speak the truth in love.
就是我们在凭爱心说诚实话。
And we ask God for the treasure inside of people.
然后我们求神说看到那个人里面的珍宝。
And we focus more on who they could become.
我们专注在他们可以成为的样子。
Who God designed them to be.
就是神要知道神的心意是什么。
And on the potential and the beauty inside of an individual.
而是把他就是看到那个人的潜能，然后神的荣耀在那个人里面。
I believe to edify the church.
我相信如果我是神的教会。
To build the world to come closer to Christ.
哦，讲错了。我相信要建立神的教会，要带领整个世界来到神的面前。
I believe if we bring out the treasure in people.
那就是当我们把人里面的珍宝能够发明出来，发现。
If we take the risk to encourage them into who they were meant to be.
然后我们鼓励他们，然后建立他们。
We'll find ourselves walking in the supernatural.
然后我们就会发现，我们就走在这个超自然里面。
I believe ultimately the supernatural is love taking risk.
我相信最终神的心意说超自然就是愿意taking risk 的意思就是冒险 yeah.
So right now I want to invite my team up.
所以现在我想要邀请我的团队。
And I want to share about what this team is about.
我想要跟你们分享我们的这个团队。
We decided to take a risk and to learn how to love people.
所以我们决定要来冒险，就是学习怎么样来爱人。For
example, our first meeting was in Chick-fil-A.
所以来比喻说，我第一个地方去到是在Chick-fil-A， 就是一家连锁卖鸡的连锁店，是基督徒开的。Okay.
And I called the waitress over to encourage her.
You encourage who?
The waitress.
Oh, okay. 她在那家餐厅里面就来服侍一位适应生。
And I told her that she values health both inside and out.
就说她对这个健康很看重，就是看重人的里面还有身体上的健康。
And that she'll teach people to do that.
然后她也会将会教导不同的人做这个事。
She then asked me if I could pray for her anxiety.
然后她就来问，就请我为她祷告，为她的很容易紧张的事情来祷告。
And 30 seconds later, we went on our way.
然后30秒钟以后我们就离开了。One
month later,
可是一个月以后,
I bumped into her again.
我就刚好要碰到她。She
told me she suffers from chronic anxiety attacks.
她就跟我讲说她是不断的被这种叫什么焦虑来攻击。That
day at work, she was completely depressed, having suffered an attack.
那天他在工作的时候也是一样，就说刚刚也是被非常的焦虑。
And she asked God for a sign of hope.
他就求神说给他一个印证，就说给他一个盼望。
I called her over, encouraged her, and prayed for her.
然后我刚好就为他祷告嘛，我就叫他出来为他祷告。
Afterward, she told her parents, God answered my prayers.
然后后来这件事情后，她就跟她的父母说，神回应了我的祷告。
She then told me it's been 1 month, and the youth group, and she just told her church she has not had any anxiety.
哇，所以那个从她的祷告之后那一个月，她就从此不再有这个焦虑了，就跟她的教会就在做见证。
So my team here has got to see some crazy stuff happen at UC Irvine.
所以我的这个团队在这个学校，在我们的学校Irvine 看到很多非常伟大的不同的神迹。
And I asked them to come today.
我就今天邀请他们来。
To ask God for some encouraging words for you guys.
求神来求问神给我们一些鼓励的话语，好吗？
And so with that, we'll go ahead and I guess just get started.
Okay, yeah. 所以他们要开始了。All right.
So, do you guys have anything to share?
他们有什么要分享的吗？ Yeah.
All right. So for the woman with the pink jacket.
所以我想要为这位女士或粉红色衣服的要讲什么？你可以坐在那里就好了。她要为你讲一些鼓励你的话。
Right. So I got an image of an anchor.
我看到一幅图画，就是叫什么 anchor？ 有人翻帮我翻吗？锚，一个锚。
So an anchor on a boat keeps the boat steady and where it is in place.
就是像一个锚，它放在水里面的时候，它就会固定这个船的位置。
So I feel that you're a type of person that even in like a storm or any like natural disaster that tries to sway the boat, I feel like you're the type of person who brings everything together and makes it sturdy.
他的感觉是你是这样的一位是在就算在风暴里面很多的问题在外面的时候，你还是很沉稳的，你可以把所有的事情拉放在一起，组织在一起，你是一个很就像这个锚一样。
Yeah, and I think that's really cool and awesome because sometimes in life, we make waves kind of like take us where we want to go, but I think it takes a strong and courageous person to keep everything like together and stick it to one place, no matter what other people are telling you what to do or however the situation brings you, that you are focused on this very important foundation. Sorry if that was a lot.
他觉得说这个是很难得的事情，他说基本上很多人都在被世界的风浪生活的环境一直来摇来摇去，可是他觉得这很难得，说是你有那么大的一个信心，有那么好的一个基础可以稳住你的情绪，或不是说情绪，他说稳住，然后把所有的事情都就是凝聚在一起，就是能够完成呀。他说这是非常难得的。你有要回应吗？没有 ，just say thank you. Okay.
Okay. I got an image for the gentleman who's sitting in front of me. Is that you? No. You. Yes.
Frank. 我不用翻译了吧？你不懂，我才帮你翻译。小青。
Yes. So I got.
好，我帮你翻好。Okay, they want to listen too. I thought.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Sure. I got an image of panda, the animal panda, the panda.
Panda?
Yeah,
他说看到一对、
yes.
对对，就是熊猫，他看到一只熊猫，他说 What a precious animal.
Yes. So yes, panda is like a lovable animal.
对对，就是说熊猫是一个非常可爱的动物。
Yes, by all the people around them. So that's make me feel like he's very loved by the people around him.
他说给我的感觉是你被你身边的人都非常的爱你。
And also, he has a big heart for the people around him.
而且他的心也是非常的宽敞，对他身边的人也是非常的有爱。
And also, I feel the panda doesn't like worry too much about like what's gonna happen tomorrow or what to eat, but really rely about like just go like relax.
所以他说，像熊猫，他不再忧虑明天要吃什么喝什么，他就是有什么来了就是怎样，就很顺。不知道就随意呀、yeah. 熊猫啊、
Yeah, so I feel like he's a person that trusts God and he just like follow him and he doesn't like worry too much about everything.
他就
very simple.
他就觉得你是一个信靠神的人，就不太忧虑太多事情的。All right. Thank you.
Oh, for you right here in the jeans.
他说 ，Where Winnie? Yeah.
I see like an image of an orange.
我看到是一个橘子。
And it's very sweet fruit. So I think you're a very sweet and caring person.
我觉得你是就像那个橘子一样，很甜，然后很看重就是照顾别人的。
It also has a lot of layers to it that you have to peel away.
那而且也是有很多层的，就是说就像有皮一样，你要剥皮。
And I think God is encouraging that sweetness on the inside of who you are inside once you peel the layers.
我觉得神要鼓励你说，你就是鼓励你里面的甜要出来，然后要把那外面的皮要拿掉，剥掉。
I think he's inviting you to a time of courage and strength.
我相信神邀请你要进入一个时刻是鼓励跟有力量有能力。
And I want to ask your arm if you want to tell about it.
我想要问你就是你的手是怎么事情的。你想要说的话。Yeah, yeah, yeah. 他用英文好。She can speak English though.
Would you like us to pray for your arm? Okay.
那是因为我们来为他们为他的手臂祷告。Yes. Go ahead. Just go.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's very free. We have time. So.
Okay. Yeah. Is it
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. 我们会为他按手祷告。Yeah.
Is there a specific area?
It's this
one. Okay. Yeah. And what's your name?
Winnie.
Winnie. Okay.
好。
God, thank you so much for Winnie. She's a I can tell that she's a blessing to this church and in your kingdom. We thank you so much for the healing that's already been happening in her arm. And I just ask that you speed that process along and encourage healing in her. We ask now that any pain that's left over will just go away in your name. We command that pain to go in Jesus' name. We ask for healing and recovery fast in your name.
Thank you. Oh, she's in the middle.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So this is for the gentleman with the cow shirt.
就是给 Chris 的。
So, you know who Kevin Durant is? Okay.
Okay.
So, Kevin Durant is this basketball player, for those that don't know.
这就是 Kevin, 他说他讲到一个球星，就是篮球星。
And I think of Kevin Durant because he's someone that, in the beginning, a lot of people didn't like, but now...I see his bravery and his courage, and I see that in you too.
他就说这为什么这个人这个球星就说一开始没有很多人喜欢他，可是我看到他里面的勇敢，然后他的什么他的 bravery 就是勇敢了呀， yeah, 在就是看到同样的在他里面。
And so, no matter what happens in this world, if people say things to you or something happens to you, God, I believe, gives you this strength.To just cast those troubles away, to not listen to them, and to just believe in yourself because God gives you His love to stay strong.
就是说我相信神的意思是说，不管别人跟他说了什么，或是过去给他各种的忧愁，就说他相神要他相信他自己，把这些过去的就忘掉了。
This is for the lady with the red glasses.
这个是给你的 Daisy 的。
I see you with like people around you. Do you work like in a maybe at a hospital or like a school? Maybe teacher, nurse.
So when she, her first job was like taking care of kids.
Okay. So I just see this image of you with a lot of kids around you, and I just feel that you have a lot of influence on the younger generation.
我就看到说你身边有很多小孩，然后看到你对年轻一代有很大的影响。
And I also feel that God will use it to cause a lot of change in the life of these people.
然后我像看到神要 透过你就是影响很大的改变在这些小孩子里面。
Also, I feel that God wants you to know that He sees you and He's going to reward you for what you're doing.
然后他想要鼓励你说神看到你，然后他要赏赐你，因为你所做的事要赏赐你。
So I just want to encourage you to keep loving on the younger generation and blessing their lives.
比如说想要鼓励你继续的来爱你下一代，然后一直继续祝福他们。 Thank you.
So I have a word for the gentleman in the glasses.
我就有一个话给 Larry.
Yes. I got an image of a bow and an arrow, but more specifically, the bow.
所以我看到一个图画，就是一个弓跟箭。我看到的更多的是一个弓。
The bow part of the bow and arrow combo is very strong, and it's the tool that like kind of leads the arrow where it needs to go, and it's the tool that kind of shoots the arrow to where it needs to go.
这就是就你想想看，那个弓是很坚固的，然后它是一个箭靶，它就是说可以稳定，然后瞄准，不然的话那个箭发出去就没有力了，对吧？所以那个弓是一个很重要的一个叫什么器？ Yeah.
So the bow that I saw was a very strong bow, and it takes a really good bow to have the arrow to be very, very effective when it pierces through things.
他说看到这一个弓是非常好的弓，然后他说这个很好的弓才可以发箭，那个箭才可以去到很远的地方。
I emphasize the strength because I feel that God is saying that you are a very strong person, and not only that, it's the strength that applies to help lead others to where they need to go, and not just where they need to go, but really directly hit.
所以我觉得神特意要让你想到，就是那个弓非常有能力。他说那个不只是他有能力而已，就是说他可以引导别人往正确的方向去。
So I feel like you're the type of person in the community to help people find where they need to go, and you're the strength to help push them.
我就觉得你就是那个力量，帮助那些人找到他们的位置，帮然后你是鼓励他们的，支持他们的，很好的强大的后盾，对，像弓一样。Yeah,
thank
you. It's very good. 的确是这样子的。 So far, guys, is pretty royal. Yes, yes. He's our right now. He's helping out in our administration. He does a lot of stuff.
Whoa.
So we really like thank you for him. And Daisy, like, she's really good with children too. Yeah, it's true.
That's yeah. awesome.
That's, yeah, I want to encourage all of you too. You see? Yeah, that was pretty right on. Yes, thank you. It's good.
So my message is for the gentleman next to the glasses person.
那就是给王勇的，这个是话给你，给你的。
I have this image of a very hard metal like steel or iron, but something very, very strong.
我看到这一幅图画，就是看到你是一个很强的，一个像那个铁一样，像铁，很坚固、很坚硬的一个铁。
I think God has made you such a strong person that anything bad in the world doesn't bring you down. You still stay as you are. You're very strong. You stay firm.
他就觉得说，神造你的时候就是一个很坚硬的这个铁一样，像不同的环境影响你，或打击你一样，你都不会下沉，你还是会很坚持的在那里，你还是很就是很有力量的人。
And like a strong metal, you can also protect things from others as well. So you can also bring protection to others that may need it because you're such a strong person.
而且你因为是那么有力量的人, 你也带来很大的保护, 你可以保护身边的人。 谢谢。 Thank you.
So my word is for the woman in the yellow cardigan.
给石丁, yes. 给石丁,
so I got an image of a butterfly.
我就看到了蝴蝶, butterfly,
oh,
蝴蝶,
that kind of looks like a butterfly.
然后他就现在才发现你的衣服有点像, 他没想到一开始。
When I think of a butterfly, I think of pollination and how butterflies help pollinate other flowers.
我看到, 蝴蝶的时候, 我就想到, 你知道蝴蝶, 怎么说, 带身上有很多花粉嘛, 然后它飞到不同的花, 就让它散播这个叫什么? Okay, 好,
so when butter-
你再想想看, okay.
So when butterflies pollinate other flowers, it brings life to the flowers.
那就是说当那只蝴蝶到处不同去到不同的花上面的时候就让那个花有生命力。
So I feel like you're the type of person to bring life to a bunch of flowers. And I feel like because the flowers are beautiful, you make help bring make the flowers beautiful. I feel like not only do you bring life into other people, but you find this beauty and you bring it out to other people.
他就觉得说就像蝴蝶他你可以把 不同的人里面的美丽，因为花本身就很美了嘛，你可以更多的使他们的美丽彰显出来。 Yes. Yes. Thank you. That's very good.
Anything else? One more? Okay.
Okay.
So it's for the woman with the glasses.
Which one?
Yeah, yeah.
For Daisy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, her.
Daisy, okay.
Daisy, okay.
For red glasses, yes, yeah. Okay. Alright.
Well, I think because your glasses, I think of a smart person.
我看你的眼镜就觉得你好像是很聪明的人. Yeah.
So, I thought of this character. Her name is Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons.
Okay, 就像那个就是有一个就是卡通片里面 就是Simpson啊, 你知道吗? Simpson家里面有个女生。
Okay. Anyways, this character is very smart. She's very caring too. And I see that you're the type of person that is like that.
我就看到你就像那个角色一样,就是很聪明,可是他也很会照顾别人。
And because you're so smart, I think you can give other people your wisdom and your knowledge.
因为你很有思想,就是很聪明,所以我相信你可以给别人智慧。 还有这个什么，就是一些知识。
And because you're also caring, you want them to learn what they need to know, so they can grow up to be good people.
因为你所知道的，你就可以教导他们，让他们长大以后成为好的。 Yeah, 这些小孩子长大成熟。
And I think this is one of the gifts God has given you to blossom into yourself.
我相信这是神给你的恩赐，来去祝福别人，也让你自己在这方面可以被建立，更多的被建造出来。Yeah. You're so funny.
Do we have time for two more?
Okay, yeah.
Like very okay. So I have two. So
okay.
One is for you, and
是给 Rocky 的.
I got an image of a gray ball.
What is that?
It's just a gray ball.
A gray ball.
Gray.
Oh, 这是一个灰色的球.
Now you might be wondering, a gray ball, like what does that mean? I don't know. But what I do know is when I see a gray ball, gray is the color between black and white.
所以你想到这个灰色的球，很多人都不懂这是什么意思。可是当我看到灰色的时候，我知道就是黑白之间的颜色。
So, a lot of times, people think there's only like one or two solutions, either the black solution or the white solution. But I feel like you're the type of person who brings things together and compromises.
我就看到说，很多人只是看到黑跟白的解决方案，可是他呢，就是一个人可以，有不是第三个啦，只是说可以把这些不同的结合，这些不同的意见能够连在一起。
And I think that's a really awesome and amazing gift because especially nowadays when a lot of things are polarized, it's very rare to meet people who are willing to take both sides and really compromise them together. So I feel like you have a really restorative heart in the sense that you want to love everybody and you kind of bring it together in this very mixed gray ball.
所以我就看到就是说因为这世界很多人都是很极端嘛可是他就可以把这些两方面好的东西拉在一起然后成为一个好的一个解决方式就把不同的人能够凝聚在一起就是好像这个灰色的球凝聚在一起 Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
I'll say it.
Thank God.
So yeah, this is what we see is true. But since it's prophetic, right? 换句话就是先执行，换句话 you can develop it even more. You see? 可以更多的来建立，可能这是神看到你的身上的事情. Yeah, okay.
And then my last one is for you.
For who?
So I'm Filipino.
For Daisy?
No,
for Betsy.
Yes.
For Betsy 的.
So. I'm Filipino, and I have this dish at home called shopao.
我是菲律宾人，我家里有一道菜，我不知道是什么，是 shopao.
So shopao is really cool because it's like it's a bun with like meat in it, and then we have another dish called like adobo. So sometimes they put adobo in there, and it's like really warm, and then we eat it like all the adobo like explodes in your mouth.
哦，所以这个是这一道菜非常好吃，就是像包子里面有肉，然后这个肉是像那些猪肉有汁的，然后它一吃进去以后，那个汁的那个肉都爆出来，所以就很好吃，就对了他意思。他讲的是这样，他说爆出来 ，OK。So
I feel that you're the type of person when people not bite into you physically, but like when they get to know you, they see like this explosion of flavor, and not just the flavor, but the heartwarming part. Because it's a really warm dish, you eat it when you feel down, so it warms you up, and you're like, ooh. Nice.
听懂吗?他意思说他,就是说人家认识你的时候,就好像这道菜,他吃进去的时候就感觉好温暖。就是,哦,这个我心情不好的时候,跟这个人在一起就感觉好像很得安慰,很温暖。就像吃这个包子,很得安慰。 She's also very good with food, so that's why it's so good. She always make good food, like, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you're a very delicious food, and I think you're
很好吃哦，就他有一个就没有讲，他就说吃到你的时候，吃到这个里面的肉的时候，就觉得哇，这里面很多味道啊，好丰富啊，就是这意思，yeah.
But yes, that was basically.
Right. 是，这就是他的，这是最后一个。Last
one, I promise. All right, this is for the gentleman with the black glasses.
那就是这位。
I saw an image of like an iPad.
我看到的是 iPad.
So when I think of an iPad, I see something that keeps on improving.
那就看到 iPad 意思就是说一个人一直不断的长进，不断的进步.
Every year they put out new product that is better.
那像每一年呢 ，Apple 它都会有新的产品一样.
So I just feel that you're someone who is always seeking improvement.
我就觉得你是一个很上进的人，一直不断的改进自己。
You're seeking God in a sense that you always want to improve your relationship with God.
而且你也在寻求神，就像你希望跟神的关系更好。
And I just want to encourage you to keep getting closer to God.
然后我就想要鼓励你说，继续的来亲近，更多来跟神越来越亲近呀。
Because I feel that God is loving you and like he loves the way that you reach out to him.
他觉得神非常的爱你，他正在爱你，然后他也很喜欢你这样子愿意来亲近他。
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Thank you very much. Did we get everybody? I think we almost got everybody. We have. Yeah. 我们还有一位，就是荣荣，没有得到一个话。 Yeah, in the sunglasses.
How much time do we have left?
We can have 5 more minutes, that's it.
Okay, 5 more minutes.
That's up to you guys.
Well, I feel like we already... Oh,
yeah, we only have one left. Yeah, let's just bless...
Let's just bless one more person. We'll end it there.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Oh.
No problem.
Okay.
Well, we'll just
come again.
Yeah, we'll come again next time. So.
How old is
that? I don't know.
Joni, yeah. Okay, so we have one. You guys asked for one more word.
So
who's the... we have one
for
more.
For Rongrong. Elaine.
Okay, Elaine.
Like, with the sunglasses. You can ask the Lord.
So I play a lot of video games, and what the image I got is a clay pot that you can make in the video game. I'm so sorry.
Oh, 他说他玩很多游戏，所以他看到的就是说，在一个游戏里面你可以制作一个 clay pot，就是那个叫什么瓷器。
This clay pot is important because without it, you cannot make a lot of potions. Or elixirs.
Oh, 可是这个游戏里面这个瓷器很重要，因为你没有这个的话，你就不能制作其他的这些有用的一些药物，因为它要来就在游戏里面要升级嘛，对吧？但是靠那些材料才可以升级 ，yeah.
Elixirs and potions are very important because when you are battling a very difficult boss, you need a lot of boosts, you need a lot of health, you need a lot of mana, you need a lot of tools to defeat this boss.
他就说在这个游戏里面，你要就是要打仗嘛，所以你需要很多这些弓箭啊，然后很多的那个生命力啊，还有他说还要制作这个我都不知道什么中文 elixir 叫什么，就是这些喝的饮料增进那个角色的那个能力，这些都很重要，不然他不能赢啊。
Now, I know the image is a little bit confusing.
I think she might know because her granddaughter, grandson plays games.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, all in all, I think that she plays such an important role to help, especially like adventurers or video gamers, get to where they need to go and help them get the tools that they need to do, help them achieve whatever they need to do. And I think that's really awesome because sometimes people just need like a push or some encouragement or some like little thing to get them through the day. And I think you're the type of person to provide that for them.
我就觉得这个是很重要的，就是说你就像我刚刚讲的，就是说你很会鼓励他们，就是说很会帮助他，这别人在他们需要的时候给他们那个。 鼓励的话，然后帮助他们能够走上正确的方向，呀，安慰他们，只鼓励他们，呀。OK。对对对，他说荣荣，yes，是荣荣，没错。Thank you.
Did you want a word too?
Oh, sure. Sure.
All right.
No problem. I'll translate for myself. Should I do that?
Well, so other people can know.
Right. Okay, sure.
So the image I got of you was a chocolate square.
他看到我是一个巧克力棒.
Yeah, a chocolate square.
不是棒，应该是square吗？ 这是块，巧克力块. Okay.
So when I think of this chocolate square brings a lot of joy to people. I've seen a store that they only sell chocolate squares, and there was a lot of people in that store.
然后就看到有一个店是专卖巧克力块的，就是他说看到很多人可以，因为巧克力想到巧克力就会觉得让身边的人很快乐。
So I feel like you're the type of person who's like very, very desirable to a lot of people because of the sweetness and the, I don't know, the I wouldn't say warm because chocolate shouldn't be warm. It should be eaten like not melted.
Not melted.
But I don't know. It's like because when I eat chocolate, I'm like, ooh, this is sweet. This is nice. It's like it gives you energy when like you need it. And so I feel like you're the type of person who brings that joy to a lot of people, especially because of the chocolate square shape. Easy, simple, just and then good.
好，他的意思就是说我可以带很多喜乐给身边人，也给他们精力，就是说，很所以可以带很给很多很多的人，就是这个意思啊。就是说，我也不知道怎么翻太多内容了，就基本上就这个 Yes, thank you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Good. Yeah. Thank you. 谢谢。
I got to see these students start from nothing, like just this, you know, them not knowing anything into doing this kind of stuff.
我是从他们完全不懂得怎么做这些先知的服饰，一直教导他们到现在可以这样子做。 先知的预言呀。
If they can do it, you guys can do it.
假如他们能做，你们也可以做。
I believe it's just a matter of being willing to love people courageously.
那就是，就是说，只要你愿意去爱别人，然后愿意毫无保留的去付出爱。
When you meet a random stranger,
当你遇到一个不认识的人，陌生人。
Think of anything like an animal, a smell, your favorite cartoon character.
然后就想一些像是动物啊，或是你最喜欢的动漫角色啊，或者是不同的形状，这些图画。
First thing that comes to your mind, just ask God, what about that is from you?
假如然后就让这些的图像出现在你脑海里面的时候，你就可以求问神，这是什么意思呢？
What's encouraging, comforting, and edifying?
那哪些这些什么是造就劝美安慰的话呢？给这个人。
See what happens when you share it.
然后跟那个人分享，试试看有结果会是什么呢？
And see what God does with it.
然后看神会怎么做，就是你勇敢的他出去分享的时候，看神会做什么。
But I'm willing to bet that.Regardless of any of that,
so 虽然不管如何结果
you already win because you loved.
不管结果是对或不对，你已经迈出那一步去爱那个人，那已经得胜了。
So, thank you guys for letting us come here.
谢谢你们让我们来。
And we hope that this encourages you guys as a loving group to continue to love more people.
我希望这个能鼓励你们，能够。继续的来彼此相爱，继续来爱人。Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. 谢谢。Lord bless them.
Is 不是很好啊？
感谢。那他们 isn't that great?
让这群年轻人来到我们当中来服侍我们。
Young people come here to serve all of us.
而且来鼓励我们。
To encourage us.
我相信当你专注一个人的时候，你首先你就要先付出一点爱心，对不对？不然你怎么会专心的看着他呢？
So when you are focused on the person, then you have to love them first. Otherwise, how would you focus on the person, right?
好，这是我值得我们学习的。
This is something that is great for us to learn.
那现在我们要开始就是拿出我们一点心意。
And because this is the time also we want to bless them in return.
那他们你也看到他们都是学生嘛，对不对？
And you can see that they are all a college student.
那我们现在来支持他们一些。
That we will support them.
不论多少都没有关系。
Doesn't matter the amount.
就是你的心意跟你的爱心。
It's your heart. Yeah.
那我们现在就开始好不好？那就是
，yeah，
就是如果你今天还没有准备好，因为这也是蛮突然的。
If you're not ready today, that's okay. We know it's like a last minute.
对，那你可以有机会下星期的话，你也可以写张支票或者额外的奉献交给 Daisy.
And then you can do it for next week, but you just write it on the check. We'll pass it on to Daisy.
那好吧，我们再次的鼓掌，谢谢他来到鼓励我们。
Thank you for encouraging us.
好，那我们今天的聚会就到此结束。
Yeah, our service ends here.
Yeah, 我们到隔壁吃午餐。
Yeah, please enjoy the lunch with us.
Okay,
and then we can fellowship more.
大家都来吃饭吧。
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.